still alive. If woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, your arms hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long life tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is going to shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start. Everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
Well, about welcome to the second hour of the Ralph Winterroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska. And wouldn't it be astounding if we had a lawful government, and imagine what this country could be of liberty if we had a lawful government and we had a true Bill of Rights that somebody actually obeyed. But our constitutional republic's not unique. Liberty's not free. There has been all throughout history these demonic tyrants, despots, whatever word a guy wants to attach to them, working, they're enslaving people. It's nothing new. The problem that America is headed into right now is with this Obamamania and these crazy Democrats up there headed by Pelosi and Reid. It's just crazy. We are in a mad dash before the people wake up enough to get the numbers up to do something about it. But it's not over. Because I think they're going to find that when they actually get down to the point and the dollar crisis and all this other, there's going to be a lot of people going to go figuring out somebody's going to be responsible. And they're going to be held responsible. Not going to be pleasant. Back in a minute. Thank you.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Okay, we're back here, and we're going to get in traffic after the next break, I think. There's a couple of really important concepts that just need to be understood. I don't know how to get them out there other than just try to repeat them or present them in a different manner. The Ninth Circuit in Paulson versus Daniels, 413 F3D, that's Frank 3D 999. That's a 2005 case, F413F3D999, citing the holding of Chrysler v. Brown. It says the APA requires agency to follow certain procedures when it decides to issue a rule, including 1, publishing notice of the proposed rulemaking in the Federal Register, 5 U.S.C. 553B, 2, providing a period for interested persons to comment on the proposed rule, which comments will be considered by the agency prior to adopting the rule at 553C, and 3, publishing the adopted rule not less than 30 days before its effective date with certain exceptions that are not applicable here, 553D. In enacting the APA, Congress made a judgment that notions of fairness and informed administrative decision-making require that agency decisions be made only after affording interested persons notice and an opportunity to comment, citing Chrysler v. Brown, 441 U.S. 281. That's a 1979 case. Now, if they are not, which we are inundated, I'm going to give you just 2 cases. Short, simple, right to the point. Drake versus Honeywell. And this is 797 F2D 603, 8th Circuit, 1986, 797 F2D 603 at page 607. As a consequence of this distinction, while an administrative agency delegated legislative power may sue to enforce its legislative rule, just as it may sue to enforce a statute, it cannot ground legal action in violation of its interpretive rule. Being in nature hortatory rather than mandatory, interpretive rules never can be violated. Hortatory is we do it by threatening. If you don't do this, we're going to pound on you. Interpretive rules can never be violated. And it can ground no legal action. All of this nonsense that's going on out there are interpretive rules. The Ninth Circuit, they're right in a tune with a two in accord. United States versus American Production Industries. 58 F3D 404. This is a Ninth Circuit case, 1995. 58 F3D 404. Only regulations having the force and effect of law can create a private right of action. Chrysler v. Brown again, 441 U.S. 281. In contrast, rules of agency organization, procedure, or practice, sometimes called interpretive rules, do not create enforceable rights. 5 U.S.C. 553b, 553d. Interpretive rules express an agency's internal housekeeping measures, organizing agency activities. Can be simpler. It's not that complex. If people, I don't know what else to say. We have all of these interpretive rules. They do not comply with 553, B, C, and D. So why is everybody jumping through the hoop? The whole health care system Congress is doing is total treason. They say they're going to have penalties, and then they're going to set off to the secretary and God knows who else to increase penalties. They mention 553 twice in that act of, what, 1,990 pages or whatever it is, full of nonsense. Do you know regulations is mentioned more than 200 times? Why is that? Because the agencies are going to do it. Where do agencies live? Federal Register. 552A1 mandates it. Is there anything that's going to have affect me? 550 through B, C, and D. No. Ball game over. I just read you the two cases out of two circuits. Interpretive regs can't be enforced. They create no private right. So the question to ask your senator and representative, are the regulations that are in the Health Care Act that are going to be promulgated have the force and effect of law in compliance with 553 B, C, and D as mandated by 5 U.S.C. 552 A1? Yes or no? That's it. And because they're already precluded, and they mention 553, but 553 is like saying, here is the good side, and here's the evil side. Here's where we say what has force and effect of law, and here's what we say where what's excluded. Mentioning 553 accomplishes absolutely nothing. Which side of that coin, is it heads or tails? There's two sides to this coin. I only want the one that has force and effect of law. Vaccinations can't pass muster. None of this stuff can. That Health Care Act in and of itself has no application as it stands to any of the people. None. And we don't know that because we're not told. A good due process, before I get into the traffic, which is really an important issue, due process of law. Holden versus Hardy. 169 U.S. 366. 169 U.S. 366. Due process of law. It's about this. The court has never attempted to define with precision the words due process of law, nor is it necessary to do so in this case. It is sufficient to say there are certain immutable principles of justice which inhere to the very idea of a free government, which no member of the Union may disregard, as that no man shall be condemned in his person or his property without due notice and an opportunity of being heard in his defense. It is manifest that it was not left to the legislative power to enact any process which might be devised. The article is a restraint on the legislative as well as the executive and judicial powers of government, and cannot be so construed as to leave Congress free to make any process, due process of law, by its mere will. And if people would just understand that comment or that concept, anything where Congress creates remedies, administrative remedies, which they do for Social Security, Veterans Administration, health care, and it's totally exclusive, and you have abandoned, maybe even to put it even simpler, do you know that to get health care under the bill, this is what they should do, Tea Party. I want to show up at the Tea Party. I'm going to burn the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to burn the Federal Constitution. I'm going to burn the Bill of Rights. I'm going to burn the constitutions of the several states. I'm going to put them in a bonfire and send them up in smoke, because guess what? They have no application. Zero. Zip. None. They're all, you've surrendered them all. Would that get somebody's attention? You might as well throw the flag of the United States of America in there too, because it's not the right flag, although I'm never going to touch that flag. Not going to do it. I was in the military, and that's the only flag we got. It's supposed to be called the flag of the United States, not the flag of the United States of America. That's an act of Congress in 1818. Everything is an illusion. The flag of the United States of America, I will not touch. No way, dishonor that flag. We got other issues. You just can't be in the military and do that. It ain't going to happen. And I mean ain't. Anyway, want to get into the traffic issue. That's an important issue. Very few of us understand, and I started to getting into major, major problems when I started back, 97, somewhere along in there, understanding how traffic works. And I started doing, am I under arrest? Am I free to go? And based on those issues, that's a constitutional seizure. Because I'm not free to go, but I'm not under arrest. And then I would invoke my right to have assistance to counsel and shut the heck up. And then inform the cop he better order pizza, because we're going to be here a while. The very first time I tried it, I had somebody with me. I just got a camera. Because I had finally come to the conclusion that these cops absolutely, as a rule, lie. Again, I want to put a thing, there are good cops out there. I don't want to put everybody in the same boat, but we're just going to say the cops, as a general rule, they are liars and thieves of the nth degree. A lot of them have military backgrounds in Alaska. When you give them the authority to issue orders, they think that we are in the military. I did this. Am I under arrest? Am I free to go? I cracked the window about 3 or 4 inches so they can't pepper spray me usually. Of course, I always got several of them there and always stand on the other side with a hand on the gun, on the other side, looking in the other window on the passenger side. And I gave my driver's license under duress. Did I have proof of insurance? I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't have assistance to counsel. I have proof of insurance. I'm not going to do that either. They then ordered me out of the car that I was under arrest. I said, if I would be placed under arrest, I would get out of the car. But I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, my hands are on the steering wheel. Oops, here goes the music. Well, we'll be back in just a minute, and then we're going to get into the specifics of how this whole thing works. Stay tuned.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back here. We're going to get into traffic. And I was talking about, I had a witness there with me, and I said, well, it's time to give this the load test. I said, okay, my hands are on the steering wheel. I have a witness, and I have a video camera going. If you think you have the authority to arrest me, I'm not going to make any move. I'm peaceful, not going to do anything. That's not the place to get into a shooting match with a whole bunch of cops around. They went back, and I used to think that they called their supervisor. But I found out now, since, that what these cops do, these police, when they get into a situation like in Anchorage, they have an attorney that's on call 24 hours a day. So they call some attorney and say, what should we do? So they come back, and they decided they'd just write a traffic citation. And, of course, in 2 years, I got 84 traffic citations. So I met a lot of cops. Me and old Blue went to jail. She'd go one way, I'd go the other, and then I'd get bailed out. And I had 5 driver's license cases dismissed. And it just gets to be a hassle. I can't play that game anymore, because every time they took me to jail, it was $1,000, because I was a menace, supposedly. Because what this does is they have no evidence. But now to get into what really happens and why is a traffic stop extremely dangerous. Every traffic stop, without exception, every time you have any interface with a policeman, you are in danger of losing your life. It happens. Down in Kenai, a couple of years ago, they shot pulled into a after-hours place a guy did, a cripple. He soiled his pants. Cop troopers come in on both sides, got out. And he was crippled, and his car, there was one in front and one behind. If they ever put one in front, you're in trouble, folks. Been there, done that. I've had him box me in and then try to even break into the car. His car started to move slightly forward because I think he was using a something other for the clutch. And it only had 10 feet to go and slightly moved, and that officer shot him five times, four times in the back. Killed him dead. Had no weapons, no nothing. And the cop got away with it. How do they get away with it? They teach them. I found this out. It's not supposition. Down in Sitka, they teach them, and they teach them over at the APD. I am in fear of my life. As soon as, if you hear them say that, you're in deep doo-doo. Freeze. Because you're about to have the possibility of being executed. So I wanted to understand how do traffic stops really work. What is really going on in a traffic stop? Number one, that, quote, motor vehicle is registered. If it is registered, you are a registered owner, and you will find it in every state. A registered owner is a debtor, and the state is the secured party. It'll be something, something, dot 505 without exception. The states can't change it. And that will always point to something, something, dot 311, which will always point to your registration for your state. So the first thing is the probable cause is stated simply you're driving the government's car or whoever these people are that have the security interest. They have a security interest in it, and you're a debtor. That's the first thing. That's where they come up. Well, then they have the driver's license, of course. That's another whole issue because that entangles you with another contract. And in Alaska, when you get one, they have two of them. They have two originals. They put one down at the state trooper's office down in Anchorage at Tudor and keep an original copy. And then, of course, they want to have you give them theirs, give them their driver's license, because that's you. Where's the driver's license? So you say, oh, here's my contract. Here's what I'm doing with a driver's license. But why is it so dangerous dealing with these guys? Would I want to be a cop? Absolutely not. There's a lot of dangerous people out there. But what's really happening, and I tried to get this to the Supreme Court myself, even on a writ of error, on constitutional seizure. Couldn't get it done. That was a long time ago, quite a few years ago. Of course, the courts don't do writs of error. They did away with those in the 1920s when all the common law and all that went out the toilet, down the toilet. They don't tell people that either. But anyway, the case, there are a couple of cases that really articulated out. Very recent. Arizona versus Johnson. 2009, January 26, 2009, this year. Now, this was a Supreme Court case. It's found at 129 S period CT period 781. 129 S period CT period 789. I don't know if there's a U.S. site out or not. There might be. It's been out long enough ago. What did they rule? What they ruled that every traffic stop, including the passenger, it is a constitutional seizure. And all passengers. And that was held in Brenlin. That was held in Brenlin versus California. 551 U.S. 241. And I don't have the year. That was 2007 case. So everyone in the vehicle, in a motor vehicle, is a constitutional seizure. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned, and we're going to go through this whole thing.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Okay, well, we're back for a break here. Talking about traffic, need to get through this here. The first thing to understand is that you're driving the car you own, if it's registered, would say, really, that's what I fought for that 2 years, was a registration issue because I had the tags made up and did a UCC-1, got a perfected security interest. I said, if y'all can use the UCC, so can I. And, boy, they just went ballistic. They would yank those tags off, and I'm telling you, I really hit a nerve. And then I started to use in this constitutional seizure. And under Arizona versus Johnson, it was held in Brenlin versus California, 551 U.S. 249. Both the passenger and the driver, passengers and the driver, there is a constitutional seizure. And then there are three decisions, this is in this Johnson case, Arizona case, to portray what's called a Terry's application in a traffic setting. Now, first thing you have to understand is, and boy, have I been through this, there is safety, officer safety. And that's anything that these guys want to take up. Do they have legitimate concerns about officer safety? Of course. Got a bunch of blooming idiots out there. You have no idea what they're getting into. They will always usually stand back behind the, so you have to turn around behind the doorpost so you can't shoot through the door. I won't blame them. I wouldn't want to do what they're doing. Not for traffic. But in that officer safety, when they are clothed with that, anything that gives them the statement that they can say, I am in fear of my life, or they don't like you, whatever. They can blast you away, and you're done, folks. And all I got to do, if you're dead, it's going to be really hard to testify. You made a move, you did this, you did anything. I had telephone snips, little scissors on the side of my thing, and they said, gun, gun! My God, I was froze, my hands on the steering wheel. Scary thought when you know you come very close to being shot because they don't like what you do. Now, in this case, they will cite that they will order you out of a car. Never, ever get out of the car. Never, for your personal safety. I got out one time only because I had Kim was in my wife, and they got me down on the hood of a trooper car and had their way with me because I had a bad shoulder. I went to the Ninth Circuit, won, finally got him in the court, and the judge screwed the jury instructions up, and I couldn't change it, and I didn't have the money to appeal it up, and it took me 9 years to get to trial. Does that tell you what it takes to get some of this stuff done? Never get out of the car, only because my wife was there did I get out of the car, because it's something she can't deal with. Never get out of the car. What would I use when they order me out of the car? I am in fear of my life. And why would I be in fear of my life? Because I understand that you folks use something called the use of force continuum, or something along that line, but it's called the use of force continuum. It escalates. It starts from the lowest to the highest, officer present. The next one is verbal persuasion, orders, directions, and commands. I command you, really? Soft hand control or pepper spray projectiles, hard empty hand control, that's if you get out of the car, electronic weapons and batons, and then the good old Glock. Why would any man get out of the security of his own private automobile, which he thinks, and step out? Now, it's been held, it is constitutional to order you out. It also is constitutional to keep your little your body inside of the metal and not get out of the car. The only time you have to technically exit is if you are placed under arrest. Only time. Now, another one of the little things that they will do is they want to get you out and they want to pat you down. Or they'll issue you orders. Call a Terry stop. They must have some suspicion of some crime, that you've done something, some intentional something or other. Now, they can technically pat you down on the outside. They cannot put their hands in any pockets, which they do all the time. They did that to me when they got me out. When they had me down and I couldn't do anything with my arm behind me jacking it up when I had a bad shoulder. That's a Terry stop. They must witness something that would give them suspicion that a crime, that you're armed and dangerous. That's a Terry stop. Another one of the issues that they do that people do not understand then is when they must have probable cause. When you are, quote, pulled over for a traffic violation, the issue is you need to establish what is the probable cause. Why are you here? Why are you in my window? I used to say, that was one thing. Why are you here? Well, do you know how fast you're going? And I go through the other, am I under arrest? Am I free to go? Then I said, why are you at my window? Why are you still here? As soon as you establish the probable cause, that officer cannot deviate from that probable cause and ask you, and you have no duty to answer. Now, that also was in this Johnson's case. And it talks here that we couldn't question him on a matter unrelated to the traffic stop. Pat down authority ceased to exist. Absent reasonable suspicion that Johnson had engaged in or was about to engage in a criminal activity. He could have refused to exit the vehicle and to submit to the pat-down. But the But the policeman never advised Johnson. He did not have to answer her questions or otherwise cooperate with her. He did not know. So, they pull you over because it's the company's car. It's owned by the feds or the state. Who knows? I know what they're doing with it. They collateralize it. I found this 505 definition of registered owners of debtor, just like an obligor in child custody issues. All these things mean debtor. And then the state has a secured interest in it, if anybody knows anything about it. But that's the definitions. It always points to 311 above, which always points to your registration, the definition of a registered owner. And you can find that if you will look around in other situations here. I'll find it in a second. I was looking for the in Anchorage, in their ordinance, they actually talk about the fact that their ordinances only apply to government-owned and driven vehicles. That's in the ordinance right in Anchorage. So now, why is it dangerous again? Police walks up. Officer safety. They may or may not order you out of the car. You do not get out of the car because you're in fear of your life, because you understand that they have the use of force continuum. They call it other things sometimes, but it's always there. And they can escalate it up to include killing you based on I am in fear of my life or in fear of somebody else's life. You made some sudden move. They don't like you, whatever it is. So every traffic stop is a meeting with a possible executioner. It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. And it's a very dangerous situation. Traffic stops are extremely dangerous unless you are extremely compliant and complacent and yazza mazza, get out, whatever you want. And this stupid cop, when I had him in trial, had the audacity to say that we order women out and we do a pat down on women. Based on our own, and we use the hands, we put them parallel and go down their sides. Really? Now that's really going to do something. I can't imagine any woman tolerating that. Even Kim, my ex-wife now, when they got me down, she got out of the car and got up there and pounded on the trooper when he had me down. She's a ferocious little 100-pounder when she gets pissed. It's amazing. So, where are the guidelines of what I have to do and what I don't have to do? They will use Mims' case. That's another case here. I'll find it in just a second. They will try to say that it is constitutional to order you out of the car. Absolutely constitutional. It also is constitutional for you to state, I'm not leaving, folks. I am not getting out of the car. And you have the right to challenge their authority. You got to see which one of these two cases. You have the right in a traffic stop to challenge their authority. That's right. Can't remember. I got to find that here. It's in one of these two cases. You have the right. By what authority are you here? And we're doing that right now in a research here for a fellow that he's got somebody over here in the Department of Transportation that just loves to pound on him, and he challenged his authority. And we've caught him in a flat-out lie. This DOT guy called the APD and said, oh, I don't have the authority to do criminal arrests, criminal prosecutions, and that. In another case, it's on appeal for the same guy, the same, quote, defendant. The attorney said, oh, yeah, he's a special officer. He's got the same powers as a state trooper. He can arrest and do all that stuff. So which is it, folks? These guys lie unbelievably easily. But you also have the right to challenge their authority. Now, the issue is, guess what? Not none of the police officers are constitutional officers. They're all employees. They have no authority, none, zero, zip. Now, the case that I was looking for here that cites this is on This is the Brenlin, B-R-E-N-D-L-I-N, versus California. And it's at 551 U.S. 249, and it's a 2007 case. And under the very first part of the head notes, a person is seized by the police and thus entitled to challenge the government's action under the Fourth Amendment when the officer, by means of physical force or show of authority, terminates or restrains his freedom of movement, citing many other cases. You have the right. Are you a public officer? I want to see your credentials. Where is your authority? Are you a public officer? Most of them don't even know what a public officer is. An employee does not rise to being a public officer. Only public officers have discretion. Only public officers have discretion. These guys are all working under operating procedure manual, without exception. They're all involved by rules and regulations that they must do. And therein lies another one of the issues is anytime you deal with child enforcement, the police get their rules and regulations or operating procedures manual. I can tell you unequivocally that Anchorage will not provide it. They hauled my van off. I went in there and tangled with the judge in a traffic court. They brought in an attorney for them, and I run him up and down the flagpole for about 30 minutes. And then the state or the muni decided they didn't want to play with me no more. One of the few times I actually get to court. This is one of the games that they played with me. I sued to get into court. I love to go to court. I'll tangle with them because after you've been there a while, you lose your fear of these guys and you understand how they're just demonic despots, tyrants. And they don't want to deal with you. They want to just do what they call a 43A up in Alaska. We're not going to play with you no more. And that's what I got on this one. They towed the van, had no probable cause. They were tracking, by the way, they do that up in Alaska. They track cell phones. And pulled me out of a bunch of traffic to pull me over. And then, oh, you were speeding. And then they got around and they got a bogus charge. And then they had to drop it. Now, some cases to get started on rules and regulations by an agency. I looked up some in Alaska. And one of them is 24P3D 1219, Supreme Court 2001. We have previously stated that if a rule or regulation is mandatory, strict compliance is required. Well, you go read their rules and regulations. Of course, APD don't want to cough them up. Defense attorneys have never seen the Anchorage. They're called restraint compliance or something. They got a funny name for theirs in there. Nobody's ever seen it to date that I know of. Now, we're in an issue where they're going to cough it up or we're going to go up on an interlocutory appeal with this friend that's dealing with this commercial thing. They're going to cough it up. I want to know, seeing how this agency is ruled by rules and regulations, the court has held over and over in different cases, they got to abide by their rules and regulations. How would I know if I can't read them? 597P2D489 is another one. 597P2D489. There's a whole bunch of them. It's there. Now, when I was done my traffic stop with Kim, I got out. I had a 44 Magnum. And they got me down. My ex-wife got out. Trooper put her back in the car with a loaded 44 Magnum sitting there. And do you know what they said was dangerous when I got out? I took my telephone snips off to them in the car. My pins. My pins were dangerous to the cops. And the Ninth Circuit said, that's ludicrous. And, of course, when I got to trial, the judge blocked me from even bringing that up. Of course, Judge Singleton is a, him and I have gone round and around. And quite a few years ago. He's a smart old codger, but he's a SOB. He's the only decent judge we got as far as an intellect up here, but he's a retired, he's a double dipper. And of course, he screwed me on the jury instructions, and when he denies you the right to bring all these issues up in front of the jury, they're sitting there and your hands are tied. Couldn't mention the Ninth Circuit, couldn't mention that my pins were not lethal, and these guys get up and just lie their teeth out. But it takes money to play, and unfortunately, I don't have money. A lot, you know, I operate down here around the bottom of the thing right now, but that's fine. I don't have any complaints. Well, anyway, we're thinking that I'm going to summarize the traffic stops here in the, before we close out, and then we'll see you next Sunday as soon as we get back. Stay tuned.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Okay, we're back here. I want to give a quick summary. And the two cases are Brenlin versus California, 551 U.S. 249, and Arizona versus Johnson, 129 Supreme Court, 781. How do I deal with the police? Never, if you're standing outside, never walk to a policeman. Make him come to you. Never walk towards a policeman. He comes to you. What is the definition of a constitutional seizure in Brennan? It says a person is seized and entitled to challenge the government's actions when officers by physical force or show of authority terminate or restrain a person's freedom of movement through means intentionally applied. The test for telling when a seizure occurs In light of all the surrounding circumstances, a reasonable person would have believed he was not free to leave. And there is no seizure without your actual submission. And you have the right to challenge. Never walk to the police. Come to you. When you reasonably believe or ordered it, you cannot leave. That's a constitutional seizure. If you're in a motor vehicle, you and the passengers are both constitutionally seized. You have the right to challenge their authority. The cop, on his probable cause, ask him what his probable cause is. He cannot deviate from that probable cause. You don't have to answer any questions. If his probable cause is you were speeding, that's it. Do you have any drugs? Take a hike, Bubba. Learn the Constitution. Those are the issues. Anytime you are around any police, they will use, I am in fear of my life, that's their get-out-of-jail card. Make no sudden movements. Do nothing. Always carry in your motor vehicle a minimum of a recorder, because they lie. And it's supported. They can use any deceptive means to get you to how fast you're going and whatever. These guys are good at it. Never volunteer anything. Never get out of the car. I'm in fear of my life. Why? Use of force continuum. I know that you guys can escalate this up to include killing me, and I'm not getting out. Place me under arrest, I'll get out peacefully. I am peaceful, but I'm not budging. Those are some of the issues that most people do not understand. I made up a little card once, and I'm going to get back in doing it again and make it available for people to carry so that they can tape it to their driver's license and deal with it. We're not out to break the law. We're out to exercise our constitutional rights and keep these police within the confines of where they're supposed to be. Because, boy, there's a bunch of loose cannons out there, and I tell you, when you start challenging their authority, there are some of these people that are very, very dangerous, and you want to be very careful when you start challenging their authority. Because some of these guys will shoot you. They got hair triggers. So, anyway, I hope you enjoyed the program today. And as I always say, watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. And stay safe, and we'll see you next Sunday.
With recent